Welcome to Tell Me About It on WUFT 89.1 and 90.1. I'm Sue Wagner here today with two colleagues from WUFT and the Innovation News Center located at the University of Florida College of Journalism and Communications. And they're here today because they are award winners. They have won each one. Actually, one person has won two. The other has won one. Region 13, RTDNA, Radio Television Digital News Association, Edward R. Murrow Awards for their collective bodies of work and for specific stories. So we have Anya Pinello. She's the WUFT Morning Edition news anchor. And Roche Nabel, who's the Report for America core member and also in charge of the Environment and Ag Desk in the INC. So thank you. First, congratulations. It's a very honor to have you here in the studio. Two awards for Anya. And Rose, your body of work was honored. Then we had another one for some digital stories. So tell us a little bit about your background and how you got here and your stories that won.
So Rose here. I was honored with the Murrow Award for Excellence in Writing. And before I dive into that, let me back up a little bit. I'm originally from Indiana, and I came here as my first job post-grad after Indiana University. Very excited to go sort of from one university space to another. I've loved the University of Florida. I've met excellent mentors here. And this work in particular was supported by Cynthia Barnett and Dave Bearswain, who helped me a lot with the audio side. And the stories that were honored by this award, there was one about a plant rescue initiative in Central Florida, which was relocating plants that were in development's path and putting them in a safer location. And that was such a joy to report because I got to go be on site with these volunteers, actually sink the shovels into sand and help them with their efforts. And it was just so clear that they loved the work that they did. And I think that really came through in the story. And then the other one was about the Suwannee Songwriting Competition, which is local musicians submit an original piece of music about the Suwannee River. And then there's a big banquet and celebration in Valdosta, Georgia. And that was another opportunity I had to go on site, learn about their musical process, hear these songs, and then convey that to listeners. So really grateful for these awards and really grateful to have those reporting experiences.
So your stories are more than just local, like the plant rescue, I believe, was somewhere in South Florida, and then the other one in Valdosta.
Right. It was the plant rescue was in Claremont. So I do make some pretty significant treks. I try to make things relevant to our local audience here in North Central Florida because those types of events are also happening here, sort of more a statewide issue.
And Anya, you've done some documentary work, and you came to WUFT to focus on reporting. Of course, you do the morning news with Morning Edition. Mm-hmm. And your awards that you won, what did they focus on?
Yes. So two awards. One was on the continuing coverage of the pro-Palestine protests that happened here at the UF campus, looking at the arrests that happened, the students that were suspended for 3 years. I caught up with one of those students about a year afterwards to see where folks were at. And for them, it really was the end of their college careers. You know, they were students who could not afford to go to private schools and did not think that they would get a spot at another public university in Florida and could not afford to go to school out of state. Another award for hard news focused on the one-year anniversary of the October 7th attacks and how that day had stayed with people in Gainesville's Jewish and Israeli communities.
Well, that's interesting. So these were two different submissions that you had there.
Yes.
So now that you've won these awards, they're going to go on to the national competition, which I believe is decided August and then celebrated in October. And it's really, to get a Murrow Award is pretty significant. And to have two at one time and then another for being the new girl, that's really pretty amazing. So have you gotten any feedback from colleagues or from other people at other stations about, hey, this is really neat?
I heard of my award from a different station, actually.
Did you?
I was sitting at my desk working on a separate story, and a colleague from Central Florida Public Media texted me and said, congratulations, I'm so excited for you. She's a fellow environmental reporter, and we collaborate on a lot of stuff. I had just asked her to look over a story that we were about to publish, also about plants. So it's been a great response from other stations and also celebrating their successes. Her name's Molly Durig. She also won Murrow Awards. So I think everybody kind of revels in it together.
Yeah.
And we're considered a small market. Mm-hmm. So I think for the number of awards we won in the small market category, it's pretty significant.
Yeah, we won 4 awards overall.
So that's cool. And the other one was digital, and Kristen Moorhead could not be with us today, and she kind of spearheaded some of these stories, and they were a variety of topics. One was Hurricane Milton updates, VA Medical Center incorrectly using Baker Act on veterans, Florida language laws, dam love affair, which I'm not quite sure what that one was about, and stigmas, formula feeding, and milk fairies, Gainesville moms discuss breastfeeding. So it was kind of a compilation of work, not just from Kristen, but I believe the students as well. Is that correct?
It is correct. Yeah, the dam love affair is about Florida's high-risk dams on rivers, and that was spearheaded by Cynthia Barnett, a professor of environmental journalism here, and one of her former students worked on it, and then a current one helped do the web build-out. So it is a collaborative effort.
Are there actually a lot of dams on rivers in Florida?
There are, yeah. Perhaps the most famous is the Rodman Dam on the Ocklawaha, but there are a lot of others, and they're not doing well. But I'll let you read the story for the full scoop.
There you go. So we'll have to post all the stories on the site as well. But so what are you working on right now? Do you have other award-winning stuff in the pipeline? I mean, you don't need to be humble.
In the immediate future, I'm working on a story about tide gauges and the shortage of tide gauges on the Nature Coast, specifically the Big Bend. NOAA has them. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration has them all throughout the country, but there's this huge stretch pretty much from Apalachicola to Cedar Key that doesn't have any. So looking at the implications that has for predicting storm surge, for understanding hurricanes and how they affect that region. And then always...
What is a tide gauge?
Oh, a tide gauge is something that measures water levels, essentially.
Okay.
So it's really helpful during hurricanes because it forecasts based on past trends. So it could say, oh, you can expect to see X feet of storm surge.
And I would think that we're probably going to have some reviews 1 year later with Hurricane Milton and, you know, so much happened last fall that I haven't really heard about recovery efforts. Seems like Cedar Key has kind of been getting back in there.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we're supposed to have a busier than average hurricane season.
Again?
This year. Yeah. I think it's 13 named storms.
I think something
around
like
there.
That.
Is that what they're expecting?
We had Tim Miller on a few weeks ago, and he was talking about preparedness and getting ready. And, you know, it's always a prediction. They're not quite sure how many they will have. We're always hoping. There was a spurt there for many years ago where there was nothing for a couple of years, and people got, oh, wow, this is great. And then so much luck went away. Well, we're going to take a break in just a few seconds, and we're going to come back. And Rose is a Report for America Corps member, and Anya is joining the Corps, and she's going to be going to Connecticut Public Radio. So we're going to talk about Report for America and some other plans that the two of you have. But once again, award-winning journalists here at WUFT and the INC. So we'll be back in just a few minutes. Welcome back to Tell Me About It on WUFT 89.1 and 90.1. I'm Sue Wagner here today with Anya Pinello. She is the WUFT Morning Edition news anchor. She's also a reporter and producer. And Rose Schnabel, who is the Report for America Corps member, serving in the Environmental and Ag Desk in the Innovation News Center, which is located here in the University of Florida College of Journalism and Communications. And they have done some incredible reporting that has recently been honored by the Region 13 2025 Radio Television Digital News Association Edward R. Murrow Award. So this is a very prestigious award. We had 4 winners for WUFT, which now go on to the national competition. And we've had national winners before, and it doesn't necessarily launch your career, but it really contributes to your credibility as an incredible reporter and, you know, somebody goes out there and actually researches the topic. And Rose, I know you've been here, but you've literally been everywhere, whether it's South Florida, Central Florida, even Georgia. You've been covering all kinds of stories that are quite interesting. And there's some new ones you said you were looking at. There's some new varieties that farmers are trying to grow in Florida that traditionally aren't from Florida. And olives is one of them.
Olives is one of them. Some types of berries are other ones. I did a story recently about citrus industry emerging in North Florida, which people used to think was too cold to grow oranges. But a lot of researchers are looking into cold hardy varieties. So it's fun to be on the forefront of the science, I would say.
Yeah, I think citrus is kind of coming back after the whole greening process, and they're trying to find ways to combat that. But I remember, you know, living in Central Florida and seeing all the orange trees, and now they're kind of higher up in the state, which was never pretty much unheard of before. So Anya is going to be joining Report for America, mm-hmm. and she's going to be going to Connecticut Public Radio. And Report for America is a really prestigious organization. And Rose, you just joined us, I believe it was last year?
That's correct.
So it's kind of a 2, possibly 3-year commitment. And how do you apply? How do you get into the Report for America Corps?
It's an application pretty much what you would expect for a job. You first apply to newsrooms across the U.S. You can pick, I think, up to 5. I chose WUFT and a few others. And then you go through an interview process where you assess if you're a good fit for each other. I applied to WUFT because I knew I wanted to do environmental coverage, and I knew I wanted to be able to do it in Spanish, too. And that's what made it a good
fit. You're fluent in Spanish, is that correct?
I am, yeah. And I've been doing some collaborative work with our Noticias team in the INC.
That's great. And so you decided that this was something you wanted to pursue?
Yes, yes. I really love reporting and grateful to be able to do it here at WUFT. And I just wanted to, you know, keep doing that passion. And so I applied to work with Connecticut Public Radio. My beat will be the environment and climate change. So similar to the work that Rose has been doing, but in Connecticut.
Have they had someone from Report for America before? Are you coming in?
They have. I believe they have someone right now whose focus is on housing. And then I think they had someone before that. I can't remember what their focus has been. But yeah, I'll be covering climate change and the environment for the whole state of Connecticut.
So why did you choose that beat?
I really like environmental stories. A couple of reasons. One, you often get to talk to scientists who are super excited and passionate about what they do, and they've been focused on this particular topic for years. Two, selfishly, as a reporter, I love being out in the field. And if you're reporting on the environment, you have to be outside. And I love nature. I love wildlife. And so the thought of, you know, the outside world being my desk was really, really interesting to me. As a reporter, you know, if you're an education reporter, you're probably at a lot of school board meetings. If you're a local government reporter, you're probably at a lot of city council meetings. And so all those kind of jobs have different settings. But for me, as an environmental reporter, having the outside world be my setting is just really cool.
You've done some environmental stuff while you've been here, haven't you? I remember you went out to Cedar Key.
Yes, I've been out to Cedar Key a couple of times. More recently, I did a story about the Florence landfill in Gainesville, and people who live literally right next door to it and have lived next door to it for years, and they don't want this landfill in their backyard. And I met with a gentleman whose parents lived by the landfill, and I think they lived literally 150 steps away from the landfill.
Wow.
And we walked over there, and the smell was just incredible. And he was talking about, you know, when you're home, you want to be able to relax and not have this smell, you know, all day, every day. And so I believe that fight is now going towards Tallahassee to see if they can get it closed down.
Rose, what stories are you working on right now? No doubt something about the environment.
Yes, it's true. I was going to say to Anya, make sure you have a good pair of hiking boots. That has been my main takeaway as an environmental reporter. So I've been covering developments over Mill Creek for a while now, pretty much since I started last summer. And the next stage of those is happening now, where researchers have installed water quality sensors in the underwater cave system, and they're collecting data about runoff, water quality, pollution, things like that. So I'll be following and seeing what their results are as they analyze. And then I'm also looking into a project about wetland mitigation banking, which sounds like a thrilling topic, and it is. It's when when developers build something and they can't avoid impacting a wetland, they have to offset their impact by restoring a wetland somewhere else. So I went out to one of these mitigation banks in Polk County and got to see the wildlife and the plants that have reestablished on a former sand mine site, and writing up how that process affects the environment and if things are actually as good as they seem.
So do they have to do the mitigation site near where they're building, or is it someplace totally different?
Totally different. In Florida,
really?
Depending on whether Governor DeSantis signs it into law, the Florida legislature passed a bill that it doesn't even have to be in the same watershed anymore. If a certain region doesn't have any available credits, they're called, then a developer in, say, Miami could offset their impacts in Taylor County.
So I know you also work with Cynthia Barnett, who's our environment used to be environmental journalist in residence, and she has a new title now. But does she kind of guide you on some of these projects?
Oh, absolutely. Cynthia is incredible. She never tells me what to write about, but is very helpful once I decide on something. She can connect me with the right people. She can give me context about what her students wrote on that topic years ago. Really, she knows Florida's environment better than I think almost anyone, so it's been a privilege to work with her.
That's great. And Anya, your voice is synonymous now with WUFT. People are that woman in the morning. Her voice is just incredible. I think people are going to be sad when you're no longer here.
I'm going to be sad to leave. You know, it is so cool to be like the one person who gets to deliver news to all of our 19 counties every single morning. It's just really cool.
And you've been great to work with. You're a great resource. And it's amazing how you delve into a story. And then, of course, it just sounds great. You just have to sit back and listen to this wonderful voice every morning. So now Connecticut will have our loss is Connecticut's gain.
Yes, yes, yes.
That's great. And you'll be heading that way in July, I believe.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, but we would love for you to come back at any time.
Oh, yeah,
check
absolutely.
In and let us know what's happening. And Rose, you've been a great asset to the INC. So we're going to listen to more of those environmental stories. And I hear this mitigation one. I'm going to be listening in for that. And in English and in Spanish. So everyone will be fully informed. So thank you both. And these are the two winners, two of the many winners we've had here for the Region 13 Edward R. Murrow Awards. So congratulations to Anya Pinello and also to Rose Schnabel. And we wish you all the luck in the future in Connecticut. And we look forward to more stories, Rose. So thanks for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much.
That was Anya Pinello and Rose Schnabel, award-winning journalists from the WUFT Innovation News Center, on today's episode of Tell Me About It. To listen to previous episodes of the show, go online at wuft.org/tellmeaboutit or on the WUFT Media app. I'm Sue Wagner on Tell Me About It on WUFT.